The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Right now, I'd like to welcome Ms. Danielle Samaru to the studio of Freedom 106.5 FM. Good morning to you, Ms. Samaru. I'm very sorry that we have to meet on these circumstances, but welcome to Human Impact.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So, can you give us an update as to your position and what you intend to do, seeing as the number seems to be increasing? What are your thoughts at this present moment?
This moment regarding the numbers increasing is why I was talking to my partner about it this morning, and I mentioned that there was yet a next step yesterday. And considering all that we would have experienced recently, together with it being brought to light with the media's help, it's surprising to me that they're still incubating babies and they're still, you know, it's still an ongoing problem. So it's very concerning to me.
And what has your experience been like so far in terms of legal advice and information? What would be your plan moving forward as you're seeing all of these different stories coming out? PAHO team has decided to meet with the NWRHA on the baby's deaths, requests for documents, schedules, etc. Have you all been able to get any documents since you requested that information?
With regards to the medical records, the attorneys were able to obtain a copy, which we should also have access to within the week. But other than that, there's nothing else that we really have access to at this time, nothing else that we would have requested as well. And just to answer your previous question with regards to the attorneys, at this point, we want to go ahead and start a case. I can't really speak on behalf of the attorneys, but I know our personal preference would be to try to get justice, especially for baby.
Have you met with other parents? What was the consensus like?
So the other parents which would have lost babies, most of us, we created a mom group chat on WhatsApp to kind of help and support each other throughout this time. And they also would like to pursue the same route just to ensure that we're able to get some type of justice in this instance.
So another question I wanted to ask as well, the experience, I know it's very painful. I wanted to find out from someone who has been in the hospital, did you see any thing that was untoward? Were there any warning signs that something was wrong? Can you give us a from your perspective, what the days were like leading up to this tragedy?
So the days leading up to her being discharged, we would be told almost every day that she would be released soon, that everything was well. She had to do a blood transfusion prior to her death, approximately 2 to 3 days prior to her death. And we were told, even up to the day which she passed, that everything was successful, no signs of infection, that she was well.
Mm-hmm.
And after that same day that I would have interacted with her and she was in good condition, I got a call approximately 2 hours after indicating that she wasn't doing too well, that her health had deteriorated. And about 45 minutes after that, they began resuscitation on her. So it's been a roller coaster throughout this time, you know, after especially hearing that she was well and then having her death be such a shock to us.
What was the reaction like from those who were in positions of ready to give information or able to give information? Was it forthcoming? Did you find the assistance by the personnel? Were they willing? How did they interact with you?
They were very casual about it. Initially, which led us to believe from them that she developed an infection, that it was really something due to her prematurity, because that is what they told us. They said she developed a bacterial infection due to her prematurity, and hence it read course for her dad. And after interacting with the other parents who would have experienced the same thing, we started to realize that it was actually a pattern, and they were, to us it seemed like they were trying to cover it up by not letting us know that there were previous deaths, that there was a bacterial infection within the NICU, that other babies and other families were going through this. So it was very concerning to us, and we do feel like it had some sort of a cover-up, like they were trying to not have us know by keeping us separate.
And any advice you would have to new mothers who would be utilizing the facilities at the Port of Spain General Hospital?
Honestly, considering the fact that we would have been told that up till yesterday they experienced that in the NICU, I would say probably try to stay away from it just to be safe. Because after having to go through this experience and losing a child, it really affects your mental and physical health to a bad extent. So probably try to take a different alternative if possible. And even if you take a different alternative, just pray, and hope for the best.
And some of the comments coming out of this entire story is that there are many people who are giving encouragement, looking on at this story, understanding that this would be the very first time, at least to recent history, or from the way that things have been transpiring, that mothers are coming together to hold the institution accountable. Do you see yourself as a pioneer? Do you see the journey? I know that the journey is going to be a difficult one. It is a very difficult journey. Can you tell us how you feel as someone or as a group coming together, the feelings that you have pursuing this direction?
I feel very, very encouraged throughout the entire process. If I didn't have that support, especially from the other mummies, I don't think I would have been able to go through with it. Especially the support that we've been getting from everyone else who would have heard the story. I would say it has impacted all of us severely, but coming together and knowing that we're here for each other and there are people who care so much going forward, I think all we want right now is just to go ahead and get justice, not for only our babies, but for all the future ones who would have to utilize the NICU in the future, to ensure that this never happens again.
And to ensure that that does not happen again, what would be some of the things that you would like to see change immediately at the institutions as it regards to neonates, difficult births, and children who are in need of that type of care?
I would definitely say better sanitization throughout the NICU, because throughout our time there, doctors would have to wear the gowns and gloves to attend to other babies, to attend to the babies, as so would the parents who would come in to visit. Now the parents, they would only be going to one baby, however the doctors would be attending to more than one. And they would not change gown and gloves for each individual baby. They would move throughout the NICU with the same one, and infections could be easily transmitted like that, especially considering how they're premature. So better sanitization and better precautions, better equipment, because some of the equipment had to be moved around from different rooms, more equipment, considering that the equipment had to be moved around from different rooms, and risk infection as well. Also, something that I think should be implemented is that when we were at the hospital, when Ario was there, they told us that they would have needed us to purchase a blood filter, which was optional, because the hospital doesn't filter the blood anymore. So I think that should be looked into as well. Because for the parents who can't afford the blood filter or who may not have access to purchase one, their baby is at risk if the blood isn't filtered. So I think that should be looked into as well. Yeah, I think that is about it.
I know that it is very difficult to speak on this topic. I do appreciate you taking the time and the strength that you show to, you know, speak to the country on this issue. I have one last question for you. At any time, did any representative from the different authorities approach you or any family that has unfortunately had this happen to them? Do you know of any?
Personally, with regards to my family, we didn't have anyone reach out to us except a member from the Northwest Regional Health Authority indicating that they wanted to have a meeting with us, and the head doctor of the NICU. So the meeting would have been held with the head doctor, and I'm not too sure who else. With regards to the other parents who I'm in the group with, I believe they would have received the same call. But other than that, there's nothing or nobody else that reached out to us. I can't really say for the other parents, too.
Well, Ms. Samuel, thank you so much for taking the time. And from the listeners and messages that I've been getting so far, there is a huge outpouring of support and, a feeling of we are very observant, and we give you all the love and condolences to you and your family and the other families as well on the issue, and we wish you strength on this journey.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's really, really appreciated.
All right. So TNT, thank you so much and enjoy the rest of your day. TNT, that was the interview with Ms. Samuru on Freedom 106.5 FM.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.